Yeah, just record. Keep them stakes in, fuck. It sounds like right. Rick James recorded. Hey. Keep the stakes in, Eddie. Keep going.
We don't give a fuck. I'm knocking motherfuckers
shop. That's the intro right there. That's the intro music. That's the theme music. She's ready, rhyme ready.
Yeah. Right, we got right to
the
one
building though. Wes Craven.
Melo V.
Our special guest is still here. I think she's still with us. Physically she's still here. I don't know if she's with us. But she's here. He's in the room. You know what I mean?
But we talking about Spring Garden Truck.
Right.
What was off of Simone Blanc's up? Not Bulletproof Walls.
Yeah, Bulletproof Walls is like...
The sun.
It's one of the perfect examples of a classic, like something that was one of the best of the album being cut off. Mm-hmm. Like, I was mad, because the track has never changed.
Word.
So you buy it and it says it, and it's not there. I remember buying that shit, and then it's still on the back.
It's like Doug style album.
Yeah, and you go there, and this song, and when you buy that, and you don't get... What's on the track list? That's fucked
Rip
up.
Off.
And I was looking forward to that. I said, oh shit. Mm-hmm. Riz is on here, Slick Rick.
First thing I thought of today, like when I opened my window or whatever, looked up sun.
Nah, it makes you, like if you put your mind to it, you can feel that song, mm-hmm. how you felt.
So when feel the doing, vibration.
You go outside and it's like,
yeah, it's nice
day to get a certain vibe.
Word, yeah.
Like, you feel every word of that song. That's another example. Like, oh, mm-hmm. you've been there. Everybody's woken up when I'm
like,
outside.
Like how you said, that's a can't stare at him for too long.
Your face do like this.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers knew exactly what he meant, though.
What?
You knew what he meant.
Crazy,
though.
Yo.
And it's like, you didn't even guess. The second, you knew automatically what he meant. We just understood the bar right off the bat.
Word.
But yeah, then you have Flowers taking off of there.
Mm-hmm.
Good Times.
And that was like a match made in heaven right there.
The original, oh, what the fuck shit. Ghost Showers, the original Ghost Showers. Taking off
Strawberry.
There. Yep, Strawberry.
Yo.
No, Strawberry's on retail.
Yeah, but I'm saying, that's a junk.
Yeah, Strawberry is crazy. That's not another
one. But that's
details,
like one of the weirdest
the
shits though.
So ill, yeah. like.
But then that's another one, yo, that was like, now that wouldn't come out.
Oh.
Because remember he says high school.
Yeah. The details.
Kelly was listening to that song, Sway.
Yo, the details in there is a little crazy, yo.
Yeah.
The details, it's like music.
It's a little too real.
Yeah. Like, that's why, like we talked about it, it's the emotion that Ghost puts in the sign that makes you feel like this happened.
Boy. Like he was doing it right there.
Yeah, like he didn't make that happened a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
He just came in and started rhyming about it.
Yo, let me write about this shit.
Yeah, man. Like it was like he didn't just sit and make that shit up.
Nah, it's like when Ghost. Nah, matter of fact, we gotta talk about Ghost's skit game. Pause.
His what?
His skit game.
Oh,
he had to pause it because it sounded.
Oh yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like it, but it ain't.
Like, because he's one of those people that. He's entertaining just to him talk.
Yeah, like the have to be when he's talking about the Wallaby joints.
Oh yeah, that's a classic.
Because I was wondering what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, I remember because I first heard it. You know what I'm saying? When I first heard it, I didn't know what the fuck a Wallaby.
I thought
was.
He was talking about like some cake.
Yeah, it's like wait, he's like dripping like it's marble cake. I'm like, what? What's going on here?
Because
like, he kept saying Clark. He never said Wallaby.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck's a Clark? You know what I mean?
He's like some. Other drugs.
Uncle put me on. Was like, yo, oh, okay. He showed me. He had some Wallabies on. He had the two tone shit.
Word.
So I was like, oh, that's a shit like I seen like an Iron Man shit.
Word.
He was
word.
Like, nah, yeah, it's a Clark. So I said, oh, Clark.
Yeah.
That's what I had clicked on. Oh, that's what some Clarks. Okay, that's a brand.
Word.
So
word.
I'm like, okay, that's what it is. I'm talking the whole thing. I got a crazy way to free Clarks. Like, what the fuck's a Clark though?
Word.
You know what I mean? Like the way.
But
if you just say Wallaby one time.
Like on what was it, Guillotine? Where he was like. He said, hit you with the strength of 50 midgets. Something like.
Yo, he said footy. Some shit. No, he said some shit. I forgot what he said, but he said they was injected.
He said injected
gorillas injected with the strength of 50 midgets. He said, inject it. Some crazy. I was like, what are you thinking about? Like, where did he get that shit from? What did he see that made him write that down?
Yo, my crew keep Pretty Boys Paranoid.
I was like, yo, he said, he said slap Dan Aykroyd, right?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Slap Dan Aykroyd.
He just like, mentioned a random shit, yo, like, on Ice Cream. He's like, oh, what he say? It's just what he said about Adina Howard.
That's my shit, though. That's my line there. I'm high power put Adina Howard to sleep.
Yeah.
That bitch been on my mind all week. Yeah. So it was so random, like, you just threw it in there. Because, hey, I was thinking about that shit.
Yo. Like, you just watched that video.
Right. He must have just saw when he wrote the verse. Like, Adina Howard.
Damn.
Well, we know we're talking about that time. Because Adina Howard was popping at the time.
Like, the other joint, what is it,
Wait, no, he's the first verse on Strawberry, right? Or is RZA the first verse?
Isn't Killer Sin on it too?
Yeah. Ghost is first, right? No,
it's been a minute.
Killer Sin is first.
Hey, but the subject ratio is way.
Yeah, it's way, It goes way left.
It's like how you did on Projects.
Yeah, it went way left.
No. You know what's my favorite Ghost line, yo? Me and my cousin always quoted this shit. Because we thought about how outrageous it was.
What's that?
When he was like, remember on It's Yours, where he was like, I bought a tennis court for your birthday. Hit you all.
Yeah. You know what, though? That song, that's not one of the songs where it's like, that song doesn't even have a theme.
Nah.
Like, nobody's verses go together.
But that shit
they all just came on and did their own thing.
Yeah, but that stands out where he's like, here's a tennis court for your birthday, though. How crazy that
is. And I don't even like that song, too. I ain't go front.
You don't like It's Yours?
I don't know. I felt like, I don't know what.
Always like the drums on it.
You good?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Hold on.
Wellness check. Mm-hmm. Got the wellness check. Make sure you're all right. Good? Mm-hmm. You right here? I was good, because I was going to play Strawberry, but I was like, I don't remember what verse he had. I don't want to play the whole song.
Word.
I was like, I don't remember where he's at on there.
Word.
I was like, I think he's in the middle. Because RZA's on there, too.
I like that skit on there, too. When Ghost was like, dudes ain't even playing our music no more.
Oh, wait. Well, that's my shit right there.
Yeah, Like to see somebody that was famous come on a song and say that, yo, it was like, bro, what's up?
This shit.
Yeah. I'll tell you about wearing the wrong.
Ray always says random shit for no reason. Like, you just started off like that.
Word.
Like, you know what I'm telling you about that. Yo. I always thought that was hilarious. Because, like, that's the first thing we did.
Yeah, yo. That's what you really try to make the best out of.
Niggas ain't even playing my shit, man. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, it's some out of shit, son. It's like all this biking shit going on. You know what I mean? It's like niggas don't understand. Like, we start all that Chris Dow, all that wild up shit, AKA Tony Stark, that shit. You know what I mean? That's some shirt fly shit. You know what I'm saying? Son, the best niggas always go through this, huh?
He wasn't fucking around. He's true, though. He said he was his film.
His film. He can feel it.
Yeah. They ain't playing a lot of shit.
About to break down and cry.
Niggas gonna fuck around and get their balloon pops.
Straight up. So you gonna fuck around and get your balloon pop. I never heard that one before. That was hell right there. Let me take get your balloon popped,
right? No, like I'm striving for perfection, where he's like, yo, don't play me like I got a flower pot.
Yo, I always thought that was so crazy. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't understand it, but I it's one of the things where you feel like you understand what he means, even though it doesn't make sense.
Word, I can just picture it.
Yeah, okay, like, but what does that mean?
Oh, being hard-headed.
Right, I was trying to think, like, yo, what the fuck? But he just said some ill shit, but he sounded like he was having a real genuine conversation, like,
word.
That's how I feel right now.
Oh, yeah.
That, and I felt that though, because he was like, hey, listen.
Oh, we gotta talk. This always gets overlooked, yo.
What's that?
Don't keep Jack in my lap. Don't want to see Tupac. That verse. Yeah, left the bag.
That's on Daytona.
No. Verbal Intercourse. Don't keep Jack in my lap. Don't want to see Tupac.
Oh, yeah. You
talking about the gay dude and all that. And
she burned that down, son. Two. Our special guest has left the building after drinking 240s. A female. Just killed 240s. Not to mention a couple shots she took out of that bottle. 240s.
Damn.
Back to back.
That's me and you right there. That's an episode.
Yo, son. It's like, she was just going in with it. It's all right.
No. You know, her nickname from now on, we're going to call her Sable. Remember that song? Off the Above the Rim song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Sweet Sable.
That was my drink. Drinking Heineken.
You know she's in a nursing home now, yo?
What?
Yeah, she's blind and all that now.
Oh, shit. Nah, I haven't heard or seen anything about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's the love to Sable, yo?
Since, yo.
Never like get anyway, some real shit.
What about the end, the ice interlude? On Bulletproof, when he's talking about his diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
That's just hard, though.
Boy, yo.
He had that beat, and I was like, damn. Then when Dipset came up with it after, I was like, yo, mm-hmm. I heard that. That shit was... I heard that on Bulletproof.
That happened a few times, the Ghost, though.
Yeah, the Ghost has had a good ear for beats, and that would just happen to him naturally, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yo, the other joint, my fish scale that skit, the one where he's talking to the little... No.
Oh, he's talking to the bad kid?
Yeah, that one.
He's like, yo. Go get your punk ass there. Yeah, fuck his ass up.
You got a lot of problems. You know that little boy.
He's like, I should pinch you. He's like, I should pinch you.
That's some old shit.
So, yo, I should get my son over here to fuck you up. It was just the way he was talking.
Probably somebody else with another woman crazy.
Yo, because motherfuckers be in situations sometimes when somebody got a badass kid talking crazy. You just be like, yo, I wish somebody fuck your ass up. Like, sometimes the kids be so fucked up.
Word.
Like, yo, I should choke the shit out of you.
Nah, I remember the other joint. He was like, so how do you get the heart after? Well, you can go up the guts after.
Oh, yeah, the fish got it, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, butt highway.
He was saying some crazy
balls
shit.
In the
right. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yo,
I should do a compilation of Ghost interludes.
Yeah.
Just interludes.
Yo.
Straight interludes.
Yo, the Pretty Tony, the World According To.
Right.
The funniest shit all day, yo.
That was shit on there. He's telling motherfuckers how to eat,
how to wipe their ass,
how to wash their ass. Don't use the face cloth.
Yeah, you don't wash your nuts and wash your face. You're going backwards, huh?
He's a ill shit. Tell motherfuckers how to survive.
Yeah, you see the problem?
What, 2 hours a day? Some crazy shit.
Yeah, you know, you get you a Nutriment. You know what I mean? That holds you down.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this motherfucker sitting there talking.
The craziest shit was when he was talking about. You ever heard the one when he was talking about the afterlife and shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, you know, a lot of people scared of dogs. They ain't gonna be able to fuck that bitch no more.
Yo, you said some wild shit. Did you ever see when he was on? I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, one of them shows. And he was doing ghost stories, and they goes and he do a little skit where he would sit there with a big book and he'd tell a story, like a real life story.
Nah.
And he told some story about him and somebody had to fight some midgets. He was telling some crazy story about them fighting midgets. Oh, real hell. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Well, it was like a true story. He was telling like some shit from the story.
Yeah.
I was telling about some midgets. Goddamn. It was ill though. Shit was hilarious. I gotta play a clip. I gotta take advantage just cause you know, we basically saying fuck iTunes, so.
Yep.
It's just ill. I like this shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, this one. Cause it does go in on that shit.
Yo! 1, 2. I'm not gonna stand you when I took out my finger.
kill him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shit's crazy.
What happened to you? That's crazy. Still need you to come up on here and talk
explain
about
yourself.
That. Yeah. And get you to put the album out. Maybe I can convince you to come up here in person. This motherfucker sitting on mad music and shit. Sitting on like bangers though. Just sitting on recorded shit and then just put it away. Don't make no sense. So yeah, holler at me if you hear this before I talk to you. But yeah, like then it was on. So Pretty Tony was next, and that's where things start to get shaky because of all the things taking off the album.
I think Ghost has got tired of that going through the same process.
He said that was the time. That's what made him quit smoking weed when he was recording the album. He said it took him too long. He said he was so high all the time that he was just wasting time in the studio.
Hey, to whom it may concern, if you listening to this, I hope you heard that. And you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, back to the
point. Sometimes people have that moment where they say, yo, hold on.
That shit fucking out, yo. No, you see how Ghost broke it down though one time in that interview? I think it was with Vlad. But he's like, you know, I did the math for it. I'm spending about $500-$600 a year on weed.
Yeah, he was buying all. He said he stayed high, especially during that time. He said he would book studio time and did not show up, but he's still getting billed for it. And he said it took him the longest to put together that album. And it had flaws when he did, like, you know what I mean? Then the label stepped in. So that makes sense why he made that tush shit, because during the time where you said he was making bad decisions and smoking a lot of weed, and the label probably came to him and said, yo, put Missy Elliott on.
Missy Elliott, hot as hell at that time.
Yo, Missy Elliott has no place on anything Wu-Tang related.
No.
I'm sorry. It's not a diss to her.
I hate it when she redid Bring the Thing.
Oh, it's terrible. Like, it's something you don't touch, like, certain songs. Remember when songs is like, lay that beat.
Remember when she got on Mr. Cheeks joint, the latest camera action, the remix?
Yeah.
I hated that.
Nah, I ain't gonna front that type of beat. I can hear her on that. I ain't gonna front. It sounds like something Missy probably would get on. But putting her on a Ghostface album, Method Man album, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is she doing? Matter of fact, and she's on ODB's last album too. I forgot about that. The A song shit, she's on that.
What?
So she's on three Wu-Tang albums. I'm like, how the fuck did Missy Elliott, how she worked that out? She ended up on three Wu albums. I don't understand. She has no place there.
No place at all.
No place. And the song that she actually ended up on is a good song. She's out of place. But nah, fuck that. I don't hear Missy Elliott ever again on anything Wu-Tang related. There's just certain things you don't put together.
Nah. Yo, let's talk about Ghost on the Jodeci joint.
On Freaking You.
That remix. Oh, let's clarify too, because there's two remixes of Freaking You.
One has
the Sermon one.
Yeah. The one that came out as a single, the one that was playing all the time, was fire. And that was back when, that was also back at that good time when R&B was fire too.
Mm-hmm.
So the collaborations were good. It was good R&B out and good hip hop out too.
Yo, the way that joint comes on, that you got stacks like the International House of Pancakes.
It was ill. It was like back when it was a natural feel when hip hop collaborated with R&B.
Word.
Like it felt natural for them to do that song.
It didn't seem forced.
Yeah, it didn't seem like, oh, we have to put Ray and Ghost because they hot. Nah, it's like
that was before Cuban Links, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it is. Yep. Because that album's before Cuban, yeah. So it's like...
Gotta be harder than a roller coaster.
No, Ghost and Ray has been like one of the best duos, though. They've been in that slot. Mm-hmm. I put them up against anybody. Anytime people bring up duos, I go, hey, legally on on paper in the contract, they're not considered a duo, but they're a duo. I mean, they're not considered an official group, but they're a fucking duo.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them up against anybody in duos.
Word.
When they in their zone, I put them up against anybody.
Ragu.
Ragu, exactly. Which is my favorite song on Fish Care.
Mm-hmm.
This is L. They go in.
I like that story.
Yo, Ghost is L.
He's like, only thing, stop me, Keller, he's related to you.
He's like, yo, he ain't related to me. That shit was crazy. But they had a misunderstanding. Like, yo, hold on. You didn't mean it to me. Word. Like, that was crazy, man.
Oh, the barbershop joint.
Yeah.
It's only right.
Yeah. That's my...
Well, you said you gotta be looking like UTFO when it was back in the day.
He said, yeah, he fucked up my shit.
There's another version of that, though.
I got both versions.
No,
two verses.
No, no, not that one.
Not the one with the hook?
There's one with MF Doom on it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hell yeah.
What, like a remix or something?
Nah, it's an official joint. They got left off his scale. Because remember...
Wait, you say MF Doom? There's a version of MF Doom...
With the barbershop.
On barbershop?
Yeah, he helps him get away.
What?
But the joint never came... But the thing is, though, because I remember reading about it...
But has he heard it?
Nah.
I need to find
it. I read about it.
Top of my list.
Yeah. I read about it way back when Fish Scale first came out. I was in Vibe. The Ghost was upset about that because he said they fucked up the album again.
So what happened? What was the reasoning behind it? Why it's not? What
they didn't feel like Doom was marketable.
Oh, they didn't want him on there.
Yeah, because you notice Doom isn't on it. Like on the album. Like, remember Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be on Fish Scale.
That was one of the first songs I saw with Fish Scale was Charlie Brown.
Remember the Fish Scale teaser?
Yeah, it's on there.
No.
No, the white label.
Huh?
The white label one? Because the white label one has...
Back like that. It was the Advance. Well, not the Advance, but...
The one I saw had... It had Big Girl, Charlie Brown, the shit with Busta Rhymes, Blow Your Head Off, and something else. Four songs.
Not that one. It was this one. The one... Remember back in like 05 or whatever, like you sending and all that was big?
Yeah.
And remember like a few weeks before the album would come out, the teaser.
The leak.
No, the leak. It wasn't the leak. Nah. It was like in a promo.
An advance.
Yeah. Like, remember back in the day with the sampler? Cause,
I never saw a Fish Scale advance.
There was a Fish Scale one. But the only thing is, only had like 4 or 5 songs. I had Charlie Brown.
I had something similar to that, but it wasn't it wasn't that because it didn't have barbershop on it.
But had Charlie Brown, barbershop, had an Amy Winehouse joint on it.
A word?
Yeah. The joint that ended up on More Fish.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then they had Back Like That was on it.
The original version of it? The
one with Neo. The one that came out. And I think that was it.
I haven't heard that. I ain't gonna find it. I didn't see.
But you can't find it no place now. It's like what albums back then I had, I can't find.
It's hard because they exist.
Yeah.
But you just have to rely on somebody wanting to upload it and share it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a boot camp freestyle I had of them over the Primo Beats.
That'd be fire.
I can't. It's only Buck and Smith & Wesson and Sean P. I can't find it. It's done. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's funny, though. The internet was better back then, I think. As far as finding stuff.
Shout out to LimeWire. I used to be a LimeWire crazy getting a hold of. I remember when Killer Season was about to come out, and the advanced version of that was way different too. There was all types of ill songs in there that didn't make the album.
Word.
And you would get crazy leaks on LimeWire. I don't know who had them, where they was coming from, but you could get some leaks.
Like,
I was burning all types of CDs off LimeWire.
Damn.
I was mad because a lot of them sit around no more.
I was making good bread back then off of that.
It's just ill. You could get, it seems like you had more access to certain things.
Hell yeah. Like all type of things, yo. You know what I mean? Porno was in its prime.
All that good internet shit was in its prime back then.
Yeah, but then the internet got commercial. Cause shit ain't the same no more.
Right.
Even the mixtapes back in the day, like the Detox mixtape. Remember the Anger Management mixtape?
Is that the one that had the exhibit shit on there? Wait, it's not the one. It's one where there's a joint that has exhibit. Dre and what the fuck is that dude's name?
Stack What?
No.
Bishop Lamont?
Yeah, Bishop Lamont.
Nah, this is before, way before.
Oh, okay, I don't know what you're talking
this
about.
This is like, got me. This is when Jewel's Cam just dropped Purple Haze.
Oh, okay.
And Papoose was on there, MOP just signed the G-Unit.
That was another good example, though, of the album that advances way better. Yeah. The Advance of Purple Haze was fire.
I never heard that one.
What? Well, that has a Jaheim joint in it.
The Lord I remember you know that shit. Song, yo. They had a video for it.
Lord You Know, Yayo, Diamonds. I know they wasn't clear because Diamonds had Prince sample.
Yo, since we on the advances, yo.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening, yo, somebody please leak the original Legal Drug Money of them.
No bullshit. And if somebody got fucking Flipmo Squad, the Rulership album.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Because they already... they already made it clear they're probably not gonna put it out because they think it sounds too dated.
That's dope.
Who gives a fuck? Y'all made it. Let's hear it.
If it's dope, we need MC Search to put it out.
No, because he's no, because MC Search is gonna get motherfuckers to record some new shit and then lie and say, "Hey, we got the exclusive shit. We found it in a vault somewhere."
Yo, speaking of which, you seen Special Ed's new freestyle he dropped?
No, you know what? I'm writing him off ever since the MC Search thing because he co-signed.
You gotta write off.
Well, I'm only gonna co-sign the people who was there because the other people can lie and say we didn't know that he was gonna do that.
No,
but the ones who were there in the interview. They sat there while Search said, "I found these debts and whatever the fuck he said. The reels," he said. So that was MC Light, Chubb Rock, Special Ed. They were all standing next to
so
him.
So you're right, you're right.
Nobody
Chubb
said,
off.
Huh?
You're right, Chubb Rock off?
Yes. Just so, because he went along with that shit.
So that means
I'm not going to stop playing his music. No, he didn't molest no kids. But I'm not.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, but
Chubb
I'm not.
Rock
yeah,
blessed.
For real. Treat him right.
Just the two of them.
Just two of them. The Chubster. No, stop that shit.
Yeah, the big man.
Yeah, let's chill. All right, let's chill. Well, that's how rumors get started.
Yo, you gonna fuck around and see a bunch of
stuff. That's how rumors get started, son.
Yo, we on some Edible Berry shit.
For real, because...
That's how it started.
I'm writing them off only as in I'm not checking for no more new shit because you're part of that fraud. Just give us some new shit. Don't try to make this lie that you found, discovered 30-year-old reels. Come on, man. Don't do that.
Nobody want to check for that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So you were better off just saying we got a new album.
Word.
We don't care about what you found. Not unless it was some shit. Unless you were like Run DMC or some shit. And say, hey, we got some unreleased Run DMC. Word. I don't want to hear that.
Yo, you got any Pepsi?
Yeah, there's Pepsi in there.
Oh, cool. Do you really want to find the lowest Run DMC album?
Yeah. Nah, I ain't going front. I love Run DMC. If they got some unreleased shit I never heard, I want to hear it. Yeah, no, any of it. I ain't going to lie. I love Run DMC. Wrong light. That light is behind the fridge. But for real. We're going to play another ghost joint. There's a little intermission. Mellow V over here going to get a drink and shit. So, you know, rather than me talk to my fucking self, just gonna play some shit real quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jet Blue shit. Uh-huh. Baby Blue battles on.
Yeah, no, this is a song. I had the rules written down. Or I remind myself. Because I had to eliminate that song. I can't use that. Okay, time frame. This is the rule. This is produced by Ron. It was in this clear time period. Okay, I can use that. I had to eliminate that shit. About More Fish. Do you count More Fish as an album? Because I don't.
No.
I know they released it as an album because they were just trying to market it and make money off it like that, but it's like, come on, we all know it's the Fish Scale Leftovers.
I got a funny story about that shit, too.
About More Fish?
Yeah. Like, yo, I remember this is like one of the last few times my dad took me to get a CD, like before I got my license and shit. Mm. So I was like 16, 17. So I went to the store. Went to the cashier, and the first time ever, I got ID. They wanted to see my ID.
For the parental advisory?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, after all this time.
That never happened to you in my life.
Nah, yeah.
I used to always think it was gonna, I used to get nervous.
Word.
It was gonna happen, it never did.
Yeah, yo. And the thing is, at that time, I didn't even have an ID. So, you know, that's like the worst feeling in the world, because I had that CD, The Chronic 2001, yeah. Life Story, the Black Rob joint.
Good, you had And More Fish? Mm-hmm. So you bought those other two that late?
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, I was like 9 when Life Story came out.
Because More Fish is mad older than those two albums, yo.
I was doing some catching up.
They're about 5 years apart.
Word. Yo, so when I had a stack of CDs like this, all happy, yo. And that's when my pops first started letting me get explicit joints. So like on photo of just Walmart shit.
Right, that corny version.
Yeah.
The only edited album I ever had that I liked was the 36 Chambers one.
Yeah, well, it's missing joints.
Yeah, it's missing joints, but the versions are on it, they're mixed differently. That they
sound better.
Yeah.
Like Cream.
Cream. It's a different, the album sounds different overall.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I remember I had both versions on purpose. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you know what? I actually want both versions of this shit. Right. Even though the first time I got it by accident.
Right. Okay, because the rental like things like this big.
Yeah, I didn't pay no mind to it. I got it from Kmart.
Yeah.
But you start playing. I already had an explicit one.
Word.
But it had got stolen. So I had to get another one. So I only get the second one I got from Kmart.
Bring the ruckus, ain't
on. Started playing as wait, what the fuck is all the sound effects and shit? I was like, yo, this is all right. But I was still kind of mad, so I went and bought the other one too. So I'm telling you, no bullshit. I brought 36 Chambers at least 6 times. Because I've had it on CD at least 3 times. I had it on a cassette, explicit, and I had a cassette, clean, and I had a vinyl.
Yeah. This is dedication.
And I bought all those. I didn't steal them from nobody. I bought them. I bought all of them.
This is dedication.
Yo, every Wu-Tang I ever had, I bought. I went to the store and bought them shorts.
It's like he's telling me you walked in the snow for a Wu album.
Yep, it was the W.
Yeah.
Yep,
I'm happy it was that album and not his eight diagrams.
Oh, shit. I would have slipped my wrist if I had walked through the fucking snow to get 8 diagrams. I said, y'all gave me a refund on the spot. Fuck that.
I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Yo, I revisited that shit yesterday when I was looking for songs.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, this album's wack. Like, it really is. I don't like Campfire.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm thinking, okay, let me see what songs RZA did on here. That way. I'm like, yo, damn, RZA did this whole album. And it's wack. He did the whole album. I looked at the credits yesterday. Every song that he did.
But terrible. The only thing that saves it, the OG version of Kajar Gently Weeps is better.
Oh yeah, way better.
The one on the album.
Way better.
Just because of how it sounds.
Yeah.
I was hyped off of that when I heard that song.
Yeah, man, I was mad at that album. I revisited it. Better Tomorrow too, yes, man.
That was hoping Miracle would have been on there without the hook.
I tried to find it again, couldn't find it. That's why I decided for the Master Killer verse. Because the Master Killer verse is online, because remember they did the commercials?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I got it from. I was like, damn, somebody took it down? Because I remember when the album came out, it was up there. I was like, oh shit, it's like somebody came to their senses.
Mm-hmm.
But after Fish Scale, yeah, that's how I feel about More Fish, but
It's a good compilation.
Yeah, it's a good compilation.
Remember the joint about the Jamie Foxx script?
Oh, yeah. The storytelling's still dope.
And then
some things, but the feel of his at all.
That joint with his son was dope.
Yeah, killed that shit.
Yo.
True what's that one? Blue Armor? Blue Armor, right? No, Blue Armor's the one with Sheik. What's the one with his son? It's got the one in the beginning where he goes, yo, they run like the Flintstones.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, you're talking about the joint with
Kappa. It's by Doom.
With Kappa killed you that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not that joint. The other
that's
joint.
That's one that got... Sun God is on the one...
He's on that too.
The rock shit. The one sounds like it's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That shit right there. Yeah, I think it's called Blue Armor.
Yeah, yeah. Sun God's on there like 3 times, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember Sun God is locked up too. He could have been like the next crop, you know what I mean, from the war.
Yeah, cause Ghost's other son is whack as fuck.
Which one, the gay one?
Yeah, the Boxy Boy one, yeah. That motherfucker got a skirt on.
Yo.
I'm sorry. That motherfucker right there, and that explains kind of why you never see Ghost with that motherfucker. Like, he didn't even acknowledge him. You saw him, we've seen him with Sun God performance.
Yo, he said he came out of my boat.
Yeah, all that shit. The other one, we not have seen them in the same picture together.
Like, Ghost came out and defended him though.
I was like, man, this motherfucker over here, come on, son. You know who's nice too though? Father Shot.
Father Shot.
He's Meth's son.
For real?
Yeah. Check him out.
He's older.
He's old.
You would think he's older than that.
Yeah, even the way he looks a little older.
Word.
He's Meth's son. He's dope too.
Word. There's only a few rapper kids is dope. Yeah, I mean, you heard Freaky Touch, son?
Yeah.
He's all right. I like when he raps over regular beats though, not the noise. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what those mean. A lot of times, sometimes somebody can be dope as fuck. Yeah. But depending on what they choose to rhyme over, it throws me off.
Yeah. The only thing is, like even with a lot of those cases, like, ODB son definitely not going to get mentioned.
Yeah. I watched so many of his videos hoping that they would get better. And I was like, man, you just whack. You're a motherfucker doing an impression of your father. That's it.
Yeah.
You're doing an impression. You don't have no real skill of your own. You're just imitating ODB. Like, it's corny. It's a corny imitation. Like, it's not a good impression.
Word.
But, all right, so what about next on the list is Big Dole Rehab.
This is where I'm kind of like...
Yeah, we had this discussion before. I like it. I don't love it.
That's why I feel like...
It's not like, it's fire.
It's kind
of... It's not whack.
Nah.
It's not whack.
That's one thing. Ghost never came out completely whack out.
Yeah, never.
It was always...
In this moment, not just moment, there's highlights
on the album.
Now.
Yolanda's
like,
House.
Yolanda's House, White Linen Affair.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other song where he talks about Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
He said she's that Pamela Anderson, and she bought both of her breasts. That's
what he said. The way he said it sounded excited.
Like she had an option not to bring him. Like, of course, what you mean she bought both of her breasts?
Word.
What you mean?
Oh, Ghost's verse on Gia, even though it's not on there.
Yeah, no, gee, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just, that's
another classic
storytelling, detail shit. Yeah, that's so ill and shit. I'm like, yo. This is too crazy.
I didn't know this was your
dude. He puts a pistol on him and
shit.
He takes the fucking gun for him. He's like, yo, go get a steak for your eye.
What? Go to the store.
Yeah, go to the store and give me a 40 ounce put a steak in your eye. I was like, yo, that's crazy.
One of the worst rappers did that beat.
Yo, that was so. Yo.
Did that beat?
Yeah, you know who did it? You know who did that beat?
Gian?
Nah, yeah.
Who?
You're gonna be surprised when I tell you.
Because I thought I knew.
I'm gonna give you a hint. One of the worst rappers of all time.
That's not enough hint. That's definitely not enough
hint.
Is he known to produce?
He's like somebody, he has hot beats, but nobody cares about him lyrically at all.
Oh, okay, now you got me then.
Uncle Howie. That's another hint.
What?
Uncle Howie.
Still got me.
Non-fiction.
Did that beat?
No, Necro did that beat.
Necro did that beat?
Yeah,
I hate, yo, a lot of people might kill
Fuck Necro.
But I hate Necro.
Me too. Bill's the cool brother.
I was Necro. Mad as fuck when he did that album with, on G-Rap. I was like, why the fuck are you doing the album with Necro? Like, what the fuck for?
You're stupid.
Like, this is not the same fan base.
Nah.
A G-Rap fan is not a Necro fan.
I think G-Rap pockets was hurting.
G-Rap is one type where as long as somebody kisses his ass, like, yo, you're a legend. I need you. He'll come through.
You don't think if it's obvious G-Rap just doing bad?
I don't think it's doing bad. I don't know. I never like heard him no crazy stories.
Yeah, yo, talk about it.
And I'm saying like no, but usually you see something.
You know how I know he's doing bad, man.
I don't think G-Rap's doing bad.
G-Rap come on TV with a keloid on his face.
The last album was dope.
Which one?
His last solo album was dope.
The one that Mars produced?
Yeah, the one that has
Conway. I didn't like that album. What? I didn't like that album.
That shit with Conway.
I like the Sonny G-Rap album.
Oh, that's
38
dope.
Special.
Yeah, that's dope.
But I didn't like the Mars joint.
That shit with Conway and Westside on is hard. That shit.
I like
the joint with Raekwon. He got joints on the album, yo.
I'm gonna have to go back, yo, because
I didn't like it. Nothing, but it's joints.
Last G-Rap album I liked like that was the one before that. The one that Havoc produced on it.
Yeah, America's Nightmare.
Yeah.
The title track is fire.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that was the last time G-Rap had that flow.
Alright, speaking it's of...
Half
all right,
a clip.
Thoughts on this right here.
I want everybody to stand up and be counted tonight. Hey, you!
Now you're welcome. What on, Charlie Baltimore?
This is my shit.
I always like this.
But his verse is classic ghost shit. This is how we ride. This is how we ride. This is how we ride. This is some pause shit on this, dude.
Man, when I first seen that video, used to get mad burned on rap shit.
Yeah. Like, that's why I was like, oh, she's about to pop.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah, dude, it's like, oh shit, what the fuck?
Put your head.
Right. Just start rhyming, motherfucker. Just start rhyming, man.
Yeah. Did that be?
Yeah. Yo, Tony, what up? Heard your dick was good. You should know, yo, I fucked you on the side of my hood. Never that door from where you could never hit. Throw a raise in my mouth when the low is up your dick.
The world famous, priceless, still stainless dick. Play over them scopes, your love, nameless, heavyweight, kicking your jaw.
Good
for you. Yo, Tony, you phone, we both signed
the phone. Raise the scopes, your love.
That dick like a phone.
Put your money on my dick. Girls or eyes on my day.
Told you, I'm first about the dick. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Y'all thinking they armed me. My crew armed me with beats. How we gonna be? Who bang? Be more Wu-Tang, new thing. Matter how we do things. With the comedy, two bangs official. Now I bite the bristle.
Cause she talked about it in an interview when she said that. It took her, she had to convince Reggie to do this because that was during a time where Reggie didn't work with nobody else on the
camp. Word.
So she had like really convinced him to do it.
That shit, make my shit a classic like Beethoven. Stay posed.
Her album's dope. I don't give a fuck. I like that. I never heard it. If it came out at that time, it was supposed to, she would have killed it. Cause the album was good.
Yo, you smell some dope.
What's up?
You smell some dope.
I wouldn't doubt it, but I don't.
Smell it.
Or if we come from upstairs, my daughter and I'm upstairs.
We got the Wolverines.
But yeah, it's like Ghost.
He can rap about anything.
Yeah.
Oh, remember the joint off on Fisco, Underwater?
That's L.
Yeah.
So that's his SpongeBob. This is that's produced by Doom too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So L, like you just listen to what's going on. It's like, wait a second, hold on. This will make an ill video.
What?
It's like, yo,
I can picture Ghost just swimming. This
is Aquaman shit right like, here. So.
Yo, Big Girl, that was another one.
Yeah, Big Girl was dope.
Yeah, that story.
Yo, the majority of Fish Scale is storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Kilo.
Like,
wait, we didn't talk about this though.
What's that?
Shiggy though.
That's my shit.
Hell yeah.
That's an illest story right there.
When he said the car smelled like fish
and shit. He said crazy shit.
Car smelled like fish and shit.
He was talking about the motherfucker had a T-bone steak. He's like, I want some. Like, he was like, yo, he was in the details, you know. I was like, holy shit. Like, I'm on the floor like, holy shit.
Yo.
The details are so crazy. It's like, yo, this would be the illest video. Why you don't do videos to these songs?
Because
these are illest ones right here. I was like, yo, he just the details in that. I
always go
every.
I always go to make a food album. Just rap about food for the whole album.
He could.
Like on Kamei.
I watch him do anything. Like he should do a cooking show. Like that would be dope. A cooking show. Yeah. Ghostface cooking some shit.
No, I mean
him and Raekwon in the kitchen making dishes. Like yeah,
talking.
I'm watching that every day. So. Like for real. I watch reruns of that shit.
The Bulletproof Wallets, the cover here.
Yeah, like they're making omelets or some shit.
Yeah.
And they just, but they're the only ones that can pull that off.
Yeah.
So
make, look at like, Dead Siri.
Yeah, making like an L cover. Like, yo, but y'all just in the kitchen cooking.
Like, look like Ray came over, Ghost, you know, makes some food.
I was like, holy shit, like he really, yo.
Like when Ghost, man, he tried to rock the bathrobe. He made that look dope.
Yeah, he definitely made that. And what's his name? Mayhem Loren. He said that he started doing that because of Ghost. He's like, I started rocking bathrobes around. He's like, because of Ghostface. He's like, Ghostface made that shit look ill.
You're the only one that
he
can
gave
do
his credit.
Yo.
He's like, yo.
Ghost the only one.
He put on a robe and just rocked it casually. Like that shit was like regular wear.
Word. I remember Ghost and Vendetta, yo. Death Jam Vendetta.
That was my shit.
Yeah, yo.
That was my shit, yo.
Ghost was ill in there.
Do you remember the original Wu game? Shaolin Style?
I never played it.
Man, that's some shit that at the time I was hyped off of, and then you look back on it, I was like, man, that was whack. When you look back. Yeah. But at the time, I was hyped off that shit. Just because I love Wu so much, and you had all the Wu characters, and they all had their fatalities.
Yeah. Like, I know the story behind it. It was just like a cash in.
Because the game's not even that good. It's a bootleg of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, because remember, you ever heard of that game Thrill Kill?
Yep.
They were saying that game, that. Huh?
Never played it.
Though. Yeah, they were saying that game was too violent or whatever. So they just put Woo, like, they just reskinned it. Put the Woo on it.
Made it a Wu-Tang thing.
Yeah.
Because it is violent. And it has some of the characters are dope.
Word.
But some of the characters are terrible.
I remember they came out with the Woo controller. I used to think, this shit ain't gonna feel good.
I might buy that. I'm still thinking about it. I might get it just to have it as a collector's item.
With the Woo controller?
Yeah, it's on the controller. I want to say they got that because it's a rare thing.
Word.
They only made a certain amount of that shit. They stopped making it real quick.
Word. I wonder who got it.
Because I'm like, that's just ill. That's one of the other stories right there. Shaggy Dog. And the beat's hard too.
Yeah, that's like the intro of
it. Right, it's the first song. Just the details of the story. This is like storytelling hip hop at its finest. You can see this in your mind when you listen to this song. You see that shit happening.
Yo, that's back when the intro was everything.
Right. Like, you knew you had to bring the first shit better. Because motherfuckers might not even keep listening to them like the first shit.
Yeah.
You gotta give them something dope. It's from the grid. Throw ketchup on my fries, hitting a baseball split. Details is super crazy.
Keep doing a lot of all that bullshit.
Right. Like, this motherfucker got multitasking like a motherfucker.
Loading cuts.
Right. Like, eating some french fries and shit. Smoking.
What happened to hip hop, yo? like as much as we reminisce on the 90s, yo.
Yeah, early 2000s. This is 1999. It's 2006.
Yeah.
That's 2006 it. Right there. That's what I like. Is that, you know what I mean?
Because I was
a lot of it just didn't get recognized.
Yeah. Because I remember even back then, I was still getting those feelings when I was listening to Jones.
Yeah, there was still good music being made.
Oh, yeah. I think 06 was like the last year.
Because mind you, this is the same time frame of the Laffy Taffy and all that shit.
Yeah.
Same time.
I remember Ghost was real speaking out against that.
Yeah, it was the same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers seen the bullshit trying to move in. But it was still good music still, made.
Yeah. Even back then, like now when I look back at it, even the party stuff was better. Like the club joints.
Right. Like I always say that about the 90s too. Like
it was actually
that
club
we thought
bangers.
Was corny in the 90s. Look back, so you know what? That's actually kind of dope. Now
word. It's like, remember that Freak League joint, P.B. Pablo?
Nah. I hear it maybe, but
34,
I don't know any of his shit.
The one P.B. Pablo was like...
The only one I know of him is the shirt, the swing your shirt.
Oh, fuck
bullshit.
Yo, that song.
That's the only song I know. Like,
throw your head in the helicopter.
That's the only thing I know. And I was like, and motherfuckers was actually rocking.
He was like a bootleg Mexico back then.
Yeah, I would say that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
That's a good comparison.
Yo, nah, the other Freak of League.
Whack Mexico, because I like Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Yo, hold your head, Mystical. Pause.
Hold your head if you're innocent. If you're a rapist like you've been doing... Fuck out of here.
Nah, I think he's innocent.
There's been two charges of this.
Yeah, but the girl said they got tape of her saying she made it up.
But you do know the first one that he got convicted
of. Yeah, it was actually, he made a song about that. You know that, though.
It was a video of that shit the first time.
Yeah.
It was a video. It's a video.
It was wild it out.
Yeah.
Bitch, you gonna suck this
dick? Yeah, like, yo. Motherfucker's wild. That was a man right here. He was wild.
But he had a song, though. On what is it? The Tarantula album. It's called Pussy Crook. And this is before all this. You never heard that song?
No,
yo, play that shit.
I'm like sounding that already.
Yo, Pussy Crook. He said, I'm a motherfucking Pussy Crook.
Yo,
he's rapping like James Brown.
Remind me, because this segment is on rhyming when we start the
Next episode, we'll address Mystical real quick too. I just want to get a few more Ghostface joints off before the episode ends.
Word.
But shout out to Mystical if you're in this scene. I don't know. But you know, yo, I gotta let the other verses play because the details too good. All
right, cool.
Since we're talking about Ghost. And if you never heard this song, go get Fishcale.
Fishcale is classic.
For real. Go get Fishcale. If you never heard Fishcale album, man, shit. Just go
that's
get
what
that
put
joint.
Me on the Ghost.
Get that joint. That shit just cut off and shit. Because I wasn't playing it from my phone, I was playing that shit on YouTube. So that shit just cut off on me. So fuck it. Bottom line is I wanted to address Ghostface because I think he's one of the most influential, not just my favorite artist, but people get little things that they steal from him. Like, tiny things get stolen from Ghostface without being acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
He influenced a lot of shit that people don't actually say, I got it from Ghost. Well, you know he got it from Ghost. You know what I mean? It's like, and then the things like I wanted to bring up the classic skit, the shark nigga shit. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the best skits of all time. You couldn't be more honest than that.
He
same thing that the other skit was talking about. His shit was dope because it sounds like he was upset. Like,
yeah, he was really hurt by that.
Right. He said, yo, I don't want nobody sounding like me. No album. But when he said that, it sounded, no, he wasn't playing.
Speaking of which, Ghost is so hard to imitate, yo. Nobody did.
Exactly. Exactly. And look it, 20 years later when it did happen, we seen what happened.
Yo, yeah, with Bronson.
We seen what happened.
Matter of fact, next segment, before we get to the next topic, mm-hmm. we got to talk about Ghost pulling out the scroll. All
right, yeah, you're right. All right, you're right. So
because that's a classic Ghost moment.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. So Ghost episode ain't over yet. Because like I said, he's one of them artists where you can't really rush the shit because he's been in the game for a long time and he's done so much.
Mm-hmm.
Even just besides music shit.
Remember when Consequence was telling that story?
Yeah. He said ninjas. Come on, Zach. And it made me think, like, damn, is he serious? Like, is he exaggerating?
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Yeah, I'm like, is he exaggerating? Or was there some ninja shit going on?
You read you guys' book, right?
Nah.
He was telling the story about how they went to Tom Cruise's birthday party or whatever, right?
I heard that story.
Yeah, he said Ghost was just, like, digging in the ground for no reason. They drunk as hell.
But Ghost, motherfuckers, I heard more than one occasion that Ghost is one of those that he doesn't drink all the time, but when he does, he'll get super bent. He'll get bent.
He'll
be wilding, though.
Yo, nah, remember this Ghost moment, though? When the chick threw a drink in his face, he said, come on, man, you think you the first one?
Couples therapy.
Yeah.
I had that shit written down in my notes. Like, yeah, couples therapy. I was like, we gotta talk about that. Because, yo, I used to watch that show anyway.
Word.
But I was like, when I heard Ghost come in, I was like, oh, this is going to be classic.
Ghost come on
Ghost
in.
Ghost on any TV show. But I was like, yo, on couples therapy? Come on. The first motherfucker in history to be on couples therapy and bring two chicks. It's called couples therapy.
Yeah.
You came in with two girls. You know? I was like, come on.
He was like,
that's not a couple.
No, the way he was sitting.
And he didn't give a fuck. Like, see where he got the apple juice and shit? Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. Threw that shit around.
He was like, yo, you think you the first one to do that?
I fucking brought on another chick. I was like, holy shit, he got another girl. Like, another girl for real where they both think they're the main chick. It was that type of shit.
Ghost Gang.
He had a nerve to bring them on TV together. Like, yo.
Ghost Gang, he was on the R. Kelly shit having two chicks.
I was crazy. But it's like, think about it. It's about two people trying to fix a relationship. Couples therapy. You can't come on there with two chicks.
Well, I don't want no more of this, man.
You know you want to hear this. What is it? Is that the brown or just clear?
Clear. Oh. No, because it's like, yo. Wait, ever since I stopped drinking. No.
Oh.
No. Right. Ever since I stopped drinking, yo, I'll get like a tiny bit and then be like, no, I don't.
Is that just soda? Or is that mixed?
Mixed.
With the clear?
Mm-hmm.
No. Always put this with the dark soda.
No, I fucked up again. Shit.
Dark liquor with dark soda. Clear with juice.
So what happened?
Dark with soda.
So,
no, what happened is that it's not a good mix. What's gonna happen with Japanese? You're gonna be like, eh, you're not gonna like it.
No, it's just like
you gonna. It's gonna.
No,
hit
no,
you.
I'm thinking about. No, I'm thinking about the Hennessy.
Oh no, it's gonna hit you. That's what I'm saying. It's gonna hit you. So yeah, if you want to continue, if you change your mind, you know, drink this.
Well, fuck both of those bottles.
if you decide to change your mind, shout out to Christy again. Hope you made it home safely.
She left
with your two MD40 bottles.
Like we all recycled that. Once you get 5 seconds, 5 seconds.
Yo, man, she was bent.
She gotta come back on sober.
No, that's not happening. That won't happen. She won't show up sober. She's one of the motherfuckers that. That's why I say I got, she's always in that zone. I'm like, but I got my love for her though. I want her to come back here. Well, like I said, when Mike is here too, if Mike ever shows back up.
He's showing back
up. Shout out to you, Sakara. I know you're listening. Man, hey, knock the shit off.
Let's pray for Bubba.
Pray for Bubba.
Hashtag pray for Bubba.
Yo, sir. Yo, next time. If, I don't care if Bubba's in a fucking hospital. We'll come record an episode in the hospital room. Just tell us where to be. You need to come back on a fucking episode. It's like Danny said. He's like, yo, I like when Mike's on it with y'all because you guys have three different perspectives. And that's what I like. More perspectives.
What?
I couldn't get no perspective about Chrissy because all she want to talk about is conspiracy theories and how dope XXX is. So I was like, I can't hear too much of this. More
it's
this
too,
shit.
It's too much going on.
And plus, once she told me that she thought Pac was still alive, I said, okay, I really can't talk to you no more. I can't talk.
Yeah.
Because she said some crazy shit. But Ghostface is my favorite, but even if he's not a personal favorite, you got to give him the respect.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
He's a veteran who's done a lot in this game.
Speaking of which, remember the Dayla and Ghost joint?
Yeah. Do you remember when he came back and dissed him?
Yeah, I remember. No, I don't remember the details of
pay,
it, though.
This shit would pay me. It was called, what's it called? Give Pretty Tony his money or some shit?
Yeah, but
the same beat. But yeah. He dissed him because he said that he didn't get paid for his verse on the album.
Well, they didn't get paid either.
That's true. Wait, no.
Yeah, no, that was
on Grande. Yeah. That was on Grande, so yeah. They said they got paid for Grande.
Yeah, but look, all the money they made though is going back straight to Tommy Boy.
No, they said, when they was on Sway, they said, if you want to support us, by Grind Date right. And anything else after that, because we still get the money for that.
Right.
So I think they resolved it though, because I think I saw an interview with Ghost said that they resolved it.
Right.
But at the time, I guess he didn't get paid.
That's some crazy.
He went in and made a song over the same beat. It's like, give Pretty Tone his money. Yo.
Give Pretty Tone.
Because the song is fire. It is fire.
But
he went straight in.
He treated him like hoes. Give me Pretty Tone his money.
Yeah, you can't be calling yourself Pretty Tone and say, give me my money.
Yeah.
That's some straight pimp shit.
Yeah.
Give Pretty Tone his money.
This is Dayla. But Dayla, you know, Dayla ain't as soft as they seem. Pause.
Nah, definitely. But stories? Nah, definitely not. But I'm glad they settled that because I like Dayla so.
Yeah, so hopefully they get over on time.
Yeah, if you think about it too, on that same album, Grind Date, the Ghostface and MF Doom was on the album.
Oh yeah, Rock Cocaine, which is one of the illest beats
fire
ever.
And the way it slows down, the way they slow down, they rhyme with it.
I saw
a video where they performed that shit live.
For real?
Yeah, there's a video on YouTube where they performed it live. Doom came out with like a Patrick Ewing jersey on or some shit. A New York Knicks jersey on with the mask. And he came out to his verse, the whole shit. It's ill how they slow down with the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect timing, like the way they did that.
Like, that's like a timeless joint right there. Yo.
And that's the last song on the album.
Hell yeah.
So you get to the end, it's like usually song.
That's like the hardest song on it.
Sometimes albums end differently. Like that.
I'm not saying the album.
I'm like the hardest song.
Yeah, I'm not saying the album's cotton or nothing like that.
Nah, but it's probably the hardest song on there.
Yeah.
And it's the last song.
The Pars have one of my favorite lines that I still say to this day on
that's just crazy.
But he said, when Pars said, he said, the good die young, so I added some badass to he said, I added. Good die young, I added some badass to prolong my life over the drum.
Yeah, we're gonna save that for because, Doom's getting an episode.
I gotta do my studies.
Yeah, do your studies. That's why I said, prolong it, put it off. We're gonna do a Doom episode for sure.
Because I love Doom, I just didn't get into like
a whole. There's so much.
Yeah, I don't know where to start. Doom.
Yeah, there's so much.
Because I heard about Victim. I'm just tired of like, well, damn, it seemed like it want to record when it want to record, so fuck it, let's just do it right now.
So where's we at, though?
He's talking about MF Doom. No, no, we're talking about the equipment.
Yeah, yeah. Now, for listeners though, the sound quality is gonna improve in the next weeks. So we got the equipment. We just wait for one more piece.
Mm-hmm.
Once we hook that up, trust me, the sound quality is gonna improve times 10.
Yeah.
Trust me. So just hang in there with us. You know what I mean? But the joint I was talking about was it's called Blow His Head Off. That's what I was talking about. You say you never heard that, right?
No.
It was for Fish Scale. I'll play a piece.
Make it clear, this is an invasion.
Shout out to Green Lantern.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
You ever heard this? You ever heard this? This is one of the first songs I heard before the Fish Scale came out. So I thought it was going to be an album. It was there, and I was like, oh shit, what happened to that Busta girl?
No doubt. Motherfuckers out there wanted dead or alive. Protect the joint.
This is real mixtape.
Right. We got the exclusive.
We gonna do this to your motherfuckers, Earl, nigga. Blow his head off.
Go check that if you never heard
that. Yeah. I gotta check
that's
that.
That's exclusive right there. That's supposed to be on Fish Scale.
Damn.
Like, there's some joints out there that floating around, I'm telling you. I just didn't
I miss that era.
Land on the albums where they should have been. Damn, a lot of hidden gems.
I miss that era of Bust, though, yo.
Yeah,
Bust. That was like a slept on era right there. The aftermath.
It was the last of the raw Bust.
Yeah.
Before you just start trying to run fast and everything.
Yeah, I hate that.
Now he just wants to run fast. Instead of just killing that shit, he's
word, word. Then his voice.
Cause that was that era. Cause Big Bang came out the same time as Fish Scale.
Yo, damn, that was a good ass song for me, man.
Yo, but though, if you ever heard that, it's called Blow His Head Off. It's on YouTube.
You
can find it on a bunch of mixtapes. Yo, it's on YouTube.
The other joint too.
Remember the Ping joint on Busta Rhymes shit?
Nah.
The Three's Company.
Nah, I remember the other joint though.
You didn't hear that?
Nah, I remember the State of Grace remix.
Remember Three's Company?
I remember the TV show.
Yeah. You remember the theme song?
Yeah, Three's Company.
Yeah, you never heard this? Yo, Busta sample that he rhymes over that shit?
Nah, I never heard it.
It's called Ping?
Nah.
If they have it, I'm playing it right now. If they have it, because it's hard. That one's really hard to find.
Came out from that time.
It was supposed to be on Big Bang.
Yo, there's Bang, another album that's missing
like
mad 10 joints.
Cut songs.
Yeah, because I remember that.
You could make a whole nother album out of that.
I remember the ODB joint was supposed to be on there. Some more Dilla.
Yeah, Got Your Money.
Yeah, some more Dilla joints was supposed to be on there.
Gotcha. I think it's called Got.
I Hurt You was supposed to be on there.
Yeah,
I Hurt You. I Hurt You was out for a minute, though.
This was the.
I Hurt You.
This is the dirty one. This is on Big Bang Tune. Where's Your Money is what's called.
Yeah, I remember that joint.
Yeah. That was my shit too. That's why I thought it was gonna be on there.
Mm-hmm.
But then
matter of fact, that was the last song I heard before ODB died.
This one?
Yeah.
Bro?
Cause I remember it came out just a little before he died.
Yeah.
Maybe that same month. That joint should have been his video right there.
An ODB video. Yeah. I wanted to see like a whole album of them.
Yeah.
They had a chemistry where it's like.
Yes, they could have did an album.
Yeah, they could have easily. This is probably one of ODB's last good moments. So.
Yeah.
Because he made a lot of whack shit before he died.
Rockefeller top, bro.
Top, bro. What's the one on the pink? R.P. the old dirty dog. Of course. I wish he was around to give us one more like Wu type of album.
Let me know. This Jimmy, let me know.
This could have been a single. That would they would have played it at that time.
Yeah. I like Bust's verse on here. He's like, I'm getting money like Merrill Lynch and them niggas.
Right. Tell him, cooking up one.
Go with the way Bust used to describe.
Yeah, he was another one. That's part of the reason why he had some of the other videos.
Yeah.
Because he paid in the detail.
Good.
Tell him, man, smoking up one. Take a nigga's life, put a price on their head. Do the nicer in the trench, then just fight with the fans. He's cool while I put all of the hype on a bitch. Ever since my cake, yeah, I was mad when this was on the album. I was like, why is that on the album?
That came out like
better than half the songs of Big Bang.
Like,
what do you mean?
Damn, nigga, let me know. See me, let me know. I'm gonna say animated Bust, yo.
I think I need
a best Bust.
I'm gonna have to do a Big Bang
version.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and do a Big Bang.
That one's so slept on.
Yeah, it is. And some stuff that got cut from it. Remember that shit with CeeLo on it? Something about the grave. Oh,
remember there's another version in New York, though. Because the last one,
yo, that was my shit. Yeah. My New York shit. Yo, that's hard, bro.
Yeah.
I was in gym, though. That shit come on the radio.
Crazy.
That was one of my joints right there. I was locked up.
Even the singles, it was hot.
Yeah, that's good.
Touch it. Oh, yeah, through the storm.
Yo, that's like, this is a good album.
He needs Dre. He did. Be that old, really.
Right. It's a good album, though.
Bust
down,
baby.
I got to show you real quick. I know we're getting off track again because it's cool, but still, it's all relatable.
Right.
But you got to hear this because you never heard this. This is the one I'm talking about. This is Pink. But it's sampled the fucking Three's Company shit.
Word.
But this sounds like coming Bust.
Like the...
The wind and disaster strikes. This sounds the pop style?
Apocalyptic.
Yo,
Bust.
Listen to this shit.
End of the world Bust. It's only five.
What's that?
Yeah.
J-Lo. Your man, J-Lo. But it's ill though, Bust. It kills this shit.
Is
that old Bust, right?
Yeah. Yo, this sound like ELE Bust.
Yo, I was like, this gotta be old. It was like, nah, this was recorded for Big Bang.
Right.
Your head so hard for the click up in your back.
suspect. Knocked you up so bad, it's like we did a special effect. Now we on the road, we all up in the soul. Stop at your whole production like birth control. Pass the wild bottle, pop the little black smoke. Don't give me back talk.
We J's love,
killing the move, J Love. Alright, the song is called Ping.
Is it?
Go DJ look it up. You can find it. I can't find it. I've been trying. That's the only reason why I haven't put it on a mix yet. The only versions I can find are from there. I need to find that record. It's hard. It's on the there was a white label that it came out on, but I can't find nobody yet to upload it. Trust me. That's what stopped me from putting it out, because I want to do my own shit like I always do and do Big Bang, but I want that song. And I can't find the song DJ without the DJ on it, so I was like, yeah,
it's like 50s Who Shot You. The K-Slate one's all over the place.
Yeah, like, yo, this motherfucker talked to every bar.
That's why I like, Wu-Kid. Wu-Kid didn't do all that.
Yeah, it's like he got his drop. This motherfucker talks, yo, fuck all you other DJs. Yeah. I'm a gangster DJ. Yo, son, you're talking right over the verses. You ain't even talking through the hook. You're talking over the verses. But, I had to share that because...
I never heard
that's of it. That's a super hidden gem.
Yeah.
But I love that because it sounds like old Bus. His style of rhyming is that old choppy Busta flow. Like the way
if we could just put out music that's in the vault, yo, music would be good again.
Oh yeah. Oh, if everybody out there who's holding on to some crazy shit on the low in the vault, just put them joints up. Dre.
Legal drug money, please.
Yo, everybody who's got an unreleased version of some out, yo, flooded.
The only reason I've been bringing up that Legal Drug Money because I've been on Lost Boys.
I've been too. But I've been on that and Bone Thugs have been playing like a lot heavily lately. Been just like a resurgence of it.
It's the only thing with LB is like, it's kind of like liquor. Like, let's say you drink a special edition of some liquor that was good and you can't get no more of it. Cause
exactly. You never can replace it.
Nah.
Pieces missing now that you could never recreate it. Yeah. That's why I said that, but not Bust. Mr. Cheek should put out release whatever he got from Top because it'll benefit everybody, your legacy and all that. Because we don't handle no Lost Boys without Freaky Top.
Nah.
So give us, if you got anything unreleased, give it to us. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's like what Buddha Monk said. He got over 100 songs with ODB. Then put out an ODB album.
Yeah, but the thing is, because I seen that IG post, he said he got Ty Versus. But then it's like, remember how you saying Ty freestyled a lot of his ad-libs, so I'm wondering, it might be a Biggie situation.
Yo, but I'm sure anything Freaky Ty got released is better than anything Cheeks is writing right now. Mr. Cheeks is writing some wackness right now. I'd rather hear unreleased freestyle from Freaky Ty 20 years ago than hear what Mr. Cheeks is making in 2019.
He's just
fuck that.
You can tell his heart ain't in it no more. Like
so don't put on an album. Just like, back. Like
that thing, though, that music make me high too.
Yeah,
that joint. If somebody mixed it better, it would sound a whole lot. It would shine like for what it really is.
But there's still so much.
Cause Cheeks still
missing from that legacy though. He needs that legacy.
Who Cheeks?
Yeah, he did so many things that takes away from it. Like, listen, y'all make classic.
After the second LB album, I don't really go past that.
I mean, with some joints. I knew it was not the third album because...
With some joints.
I do know Freaky Ty was present for most of it.
The album, I think it was done, though.
I don't think it was done because he's missing from too much of that shit.
From that?
If you think about it, Freaky Ty's missing from...
But look at Love, Peace, and Happiness, though. He's not on it.
He's missing from LB for Life a lot. There's songs where he's not even present at all. Like a whole bunch of songs. And it's like, it just feels
but it's like that on Love, Peace, and Happiness. It feels
differently,
though. It's like on Love, Peace, and Happiness with some songs.
Some songs. But I think if you tally it up, he's missing off way more songs on the last album. It feels like it wasn't done. It feels like they finished it without him. Come on. The singles that came out, like, Freaky Ty's not really present like that.
You know what I found, though? I found them performing Ghetto Jiggy live with Freaky Ty.
With Freaky Ty?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You didn't know? It was like that same week he died, they performed it.
Wow. No, that's crazy.
They performed it. There's a few videos of them.
No, I never saw it because, it didn't get released officially until he was gone.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know that.
That shit was crazy. Because they showed, they got his last show on there.
He should have been on that song more. He should have did a verse on there.
What, on Ghetto Jiggy?
Yeah. It would have been a single. He should have been on anything of the single because he's a part,
I feel like
a part of
if Lost Boys would have came out in the 2000s, then we might have got a free guitar solo quicker.
But maybe the feeling might have been gone, though.
Yeah.
Like, we had a LB had a run.
Yeah.
During that time. Like, Freaky Todd.
I miss that feel good.
Came out during that run while they was on fire.
Yeah.
Freaky Todd should have came out before the third album. He should have came out right after Love, Peace, and Happiness.
Yeah. That but I don't, good. Even back then, though, I don't remember nobody saying, yo, we need a Freaky Todd.
Nah, but, back but then. It was understood.
Yeah.
That we understood that we liked what he brought to the table.
Word.
Like, I think he could have pulled it off.
Because he had an ill verse on Legal Drug Money. That's yeah. The song.
Yeah, but I went back and I go, like, damn, how did I miss that verse? I should have used that verse.
No, you did.
Like, I used the end. I didn't use the whole verse.
Then he had the all right
like,
verse.
The day is getting fucked with. Like, nigga, where you from? Shit, that shit. Yo, that's a dope verse. And I didn't use it.
Damn.
I listened to it. Then they go, damn, I missed that verse. So, I don't know. I might go back and redo that.
I don't know, man.
I might go back and redo it.
But I might
go back just like perfect it a little bit.
Yeah, I need
you
that.
Because we're never going to get the album. So we might as well make
that's
it.
That's what I hate, yo.
Never going to get it. So we might, if I'm trying to make the best of it. Besides, never gonna get it.
I feel the same way with Freaky Todd. The same way I feel with Biggie Dunn.
Mm.
There should have been way more, like, not saying there should have been, but that shouldn't even happen.
Yeah, it shouldn't happen.
You know what I mean? You know what's crazy? I read an article, too, from when Lost Boys for Life came out.
Mm.
And Cheeks was saying that they was telling Ty to ride with them that night, but Ty didn't want to.
That happens, though. A lot of times you hear about somebody getting killed, there's always, like, a story. There's always, like, yo, I was just with him. He should have been here, or I told him to do this. Like, there's always, like, a catch.
Do something out of the norm.
Yeah, there's always a catch. It's like with Pop, where they say, oh, the one night you told him not to wear his vest. He gets murdered. You know what I mean? Because it's like that. There's always a story going on where it's like, that's fucked up.
Like, I've been feeling for Freaky Todd shit. Like, even been playing that EP over and over again.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like people, I think some of us appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I think enough people didn't appreciate what he brought to the game at that time.
Yeah. Because, like, I remember when Freaky Todd died, it was like a big thing.
Yeah, to me, I was mad as fuck. It's one thing, yo. Like, my baby mom's time, she used to talk shit all the time because she used to be like, yo, why you get upset when some of these dudes die? Like, you didn't know them. She's always hit me
with
that
shit. Bro,
like, you didn't know them. I was like, yo, if you like a person's music to a certain degree, you connect with it.
Yeah.
It's part of your life.
Word.
When Pac died, that shit hurt my feelings.
Word.
I didn't know Pac, but that hurt my feelings.
Word.
You know what I mean? Like, you like, yo, just because you listen to pop music, that's why, because y'all don't connect. There's no soul.
Exactly.
There's no soul.
You don't listen. So you don't listen to it the same
right,
way.
Right, there's no soul. So when Britney Spears gets murdered, nobody gives a fuck.
Word.
Because there's no soul there.
Word.
You feel like, the music, you're going to feel something when that person dies, because you had a connection to that music right there.
Hey.
So she's always hitting with that bullshit. I'm like, yo, you don't, obviously because the bullshit you listen to. That's why you don't get it.
Hey, yo.
Because I was mad freaked out. I was like, what? Because I already knew from the gate. I said, yo, there's no more Lost Boys. Because I always knew, to me, Lost, that he was Lost Boys to me.
Yeah, it's like Left Eye,
he's
bro.
The, yeah, same thing. TLC, yeah, TLC's never been the same.
Nah.
Exactly. She wasn't the lead, but when she died, you saw that she meant something.
She was the brain.
Yeah, you noticed the difference, though. When she was gone, she meant something.
Even with Lights, Camera, Action, I can see Ty on that, too.
Like, it's not disrespectful, but, not trying to be disrespectful, but if Pretty Lou or somebody got killed, it wouldn't affect the group as much. Music-wise, them personally, that's their man, I understand. But music-wise, as long as we still had the combination of Mr. Cheeks and Freaky Top, that's what made the music.
They should have been the duo.
Yeah, them two together made a tag team.
Word.
So that's why it affected everything, because that's why we never got the same music without
them. That's why Cheeks can't spit like that.
Yeah, he's
because of the energy.
He lost that.
Because I think him and Ty fed off each other. You know what I mean?
He did.
You can even tell when they're on stage together.
It's energy.
Yeah, because even Mr. Cheek seen in the Vlad interview.
It's kind of like when you have a hype man, like I said, for a hype man.
Yeah.
The hype man puts you in that zone.
Yeah.
Keeps you going. If you start to lose it, they go, like, yo, get the fuck up.
Because that's like, you know if something would have happened to either one of us, I couldn't do the podcast.
No, Zach doesn't feel like you. Once you become a team, the team can go on,
word.
But it won't. You'll lose a piece.
Word.
And it's not the same.
It's like when what's her name? Left.
They're just over here.
Yeah.
What's Crystal, her name? Crystal Chrissy.
Yeah. When she left, like shit didn't change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because she just was sitting and wilding.
Yeah. It's not. It's not an important piece.
240s of Bud Light. She had.
Damn.
240s of Bud Light. And she came here with 240s of Bud Light and a medium Dunkin' Donuts coffee and drank some shots of vodka.
And smoked the blunt.
And smoked the blunt. And she showed up already fucked up. I'm going to call her later to make sure she made it home just because I have to make sure she made it home. Otherwise, though, yeah, she's wild.
What's it to Jermaine Dupri and shit? You're discovering people. You got a whole so-so dub. You got a young kid.
That's why I always like said, yo, when you come, I was like, there's no, you're not getting no special treatment. Like I tell anybody, no special treatment because you know me.
But she took it more as a soldier than speaking either day.
By far.
Mm-hmm.
By far. by far.
Yeah, we're not gonna give her no more shine on us.
Yeah, yo, she know what it is.
You know how bad too the Fiend and shit been with me, yo?
Mm.
Remember the Lost Boys Sprite commercial?
Yeah, that was dope.
When Freaky Todd was rapping on that shit.
Yo, Sprite, shout out to Sprite, because Sprite put out a couple fire commercials.
Oh, yeah. AZ and Nas joint. Remember the Samurai joint?
Yep.
Yeah, it was like a 5-6 joint. Yeah. Bust was Mountain Dew.
No, KRS. The KRS with Chan.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was fire, too. They acknowledged hip-hop.
Grandmaster Flash was in
it. Like, they really acknowledged some hip-hop shit when they did that. Back to Ghost. Definitely overlooked. There's mistakes made on it. It's great.
My favorite joint was Stay.
Yeah, Stay. Yeah, Stay.
Stay with your sex always.
Now, the 12 Reasons to Die. The thing about that
Mixed bag. Adrian Young, I like him when he does his thing, but I don't think they mix together.
And yeah, I didn't like his version of the album.
Nah, but the Apollo Brown joint.
Yeah, Apollo Brown made a complete turnaround for the album. Like, it's like, oh man, this is fire now.
He saved that shit.
Yeah, he saved it. And then the part two. See, that's the thing. I was hoping that Apollo Brown would do part two, and he didn't. So there's no other version to part two.
Oh, it's too boring, though.
There's only one good song on part two to me. So I was like, okay. Then there's the Sour Soul. What do you think about Sour Soul?
Sour Soul. That's the one with Bad Bad No Good.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that one's dope.
That joint we was talking about being a pimp, how you getting brainwashed by the satellites and all that.
Yeah, yo, that
whole album's dope.
Yeah.
The joint with Elza.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Gun Showers.
Yeah.
Yo, that's a good album.
Yeah.
That's another one, though. That nobody came real, like, it just under the radar, and then nobody's talked about it and disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody spoke about this shit like it didn't happen.
I feel like, bad, yeah, though, man. Fire. This is for the next segment.
That's what I say. Ghost, he slept on because he done more than he gets acknowledged for. A lot of stuff he gets.
Same thing is, Ghost is going to be one of them dudes where he passed away, then people going to go back.
Yeah, and dig up these albums.
Yeah, and see old shit.
Right. Because his catalog is crazy. It's not.
He doesn't have nothing corny.
Then there's the third season that we talked about earlier. Season.
This is another great album.
Another one that got slept on.
It was way better than both 12 Reasons to Death.
Yeah. And it was another
time. You got
time
to see Kool G rap on a track with Ghost.
And AZ.
AZ, yeah.
Kool Keith is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else is on there. I can't remember. There's another guest on there. But
Pharrell Munch.
Yeah, Pharrell Munch from Doctor Shit.
Yeah.
That's another one where it's like, that's another time he went against the Klan, though. That's another time.
What?
That he went against the Klan. Because that came up the week after Bad Tomorrow. Those two albums in the store together, because I bought them together.
Damn, it was that long
ago? 36 Seasons came out the same time as Bad Tomorrow.
I forgot. I know I heard it, but I forgot what year it was.
Yeah. Like, 14.
15.
15. Yeah.
The end of 14, going into 15.
Yeah, it was like November or October. They came together.
Shouts out to the bitch that broke my heart during that song. Cheryl.
Shit. You just triggered shit with me when you said the name Cheryl. But I will
patiently save that for our next negotiated episode. Because I got a story about you, Gerald. Sure. For sure.
And negotiated returns.
Yeah. I got a story about Chicken and Cheryl. Now, if I remembered it, I would put that in the first episode. I had a crazy story about Chicken and Cheryl.
Are we doing a negotiated spinoff?
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to title that shit. Because I definitely...
I think we forgetting a Ghost album, though. I remember something about a Dope Swim. I don't know, did he do a track for them?
I know Doom did. Doom did a whole project where they had...
Oh, yeah, the Danger Doom.
Yeah. That was Danger Doom. There was a shit where he did a track every week. They released it for Adult Swim.
He was coming back. Then.
Yeah.
Then there was some new KMD albums coming.
Right. And he had one song in there that was a KMD song, which was really just an old song that he rhymed on because it was just him still. But, yeah, because I got, to my knowledge, I got the catalog here. Iron Man, Supreme Clientele, Bulletproof Wallace, Pretty Tony, Fish Scale, More Fish, Big Doe Rehab, Wizard of Poetry, Apollo Kids, 12 Reason to Die, 1 and 2. That was the throwaways for real.
Yeah.
That was definitely, but he admitted it. That was like the contract. Yeah. Because there's like two good songs in there. It's definitely throwaways.
Joint with Killer Priest and Pete Rock.
Yeah, which is like the first joint. Yeah, this mad.
I think Jim Jones was on it.
He is, yeah.
Black Thoughts on it.
Yep.
Damn, yo, yeah, that came out.
Throwaway album.
It came out same time. Danny Brown came out with Triple X.
Triple X, that's a whole. Danny Brown's another discussion.
Yeah,
so that's an odd discussion.
That album was forgotten about, yo. And that set off a lot of shit.
For the record though, I love Danny Brown. He's on ill shit.
He's ill as hell.
He's been wilding.
Quiet though.
Yeah, he's been wilding. I think he's about to come back out of nowhere. I think. Like with something crazy.
Because
he hasn't dropped an album in years.
Nah, since Old.
No, the one after Old. There's one after Old.
Oh, the one with the wig.
Yeah, cover. Colorful shit. Yeah. That trippy shit. Yeah. It's called like Electric, something. It's something crazy. After that album. But that was, even that was like, I think what, 2017, I think it was. At the latest. So he's been a couple years away. Like without even nothing. So I'm kind of waiting for that. But yeah, after 12 Reasons to Die, 1 and 2, Sour Soul, 36 Seasons, and The Lost Tapes. Multiple versions of that shit. So I think we got some catalog.
We're not going to talk about the M80 version. Get the bronze version.
No, I got it written here in parentheses, fuck M80. Got it written here.
Which unblocked us.
Yeah, it unblocked me. I never seen a motherfucker block you and then unblock you. Like, I don't understand. Why you care about unblocking me?
So he had to legit go... His settings.
Yeah, because you got to go back to your block list and unblock a person.
Yeah.
You got to go through the process.
He's probably, maybe he's right.
I think he got blocked by a bunch of people probably. Yeah. And he probably just went back and unblocked a bunch of people. I don't think it was just me. I think a bunch of people said some shit and he just went and said, no, I unblocked him. But it's still fuck him though.
What?
But yeah, in matter of fact, anything else you want to say about Ghost? Because I got something I want to end it on.
Like I said, Ghost should be your favorite rapper.
And I think to a lot of people it is because whether they admit it or not.
And Ghost stands on his own outside the woo, yo. You can't put him in that shadow. He's just a woo MC.
Right.
He's his own entity. You know, how you say the word?
Yeah, no, he's an entity, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, that would be crazy. What is it? Ghost is on Anima. I heard somebody say that.
Yeah, that's different, yeah. that's a different discussion.
Yeah. So, like, Ghost is like, he's the most creative MCO. One of the best storytellers of all time.
Definitely one of the best storytellers because the details is like, first of all, if you can tell a good story, it's one thing. Now, if you can tell it with detail, that's another thing.
Keep you entertained.
But he tells it with details that are crazy unnecessary.
Yeah.
He adds in the extra details.
Ghost is coming to fix the
mess. Really see what's going on. I just, okay, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The motherfucker said, yo, he was in a car on his way, but no, he said, I'm putting ketchup on my fries, hitting a baseball spliff. You know what I mean? He could just say, I'm in the car smoking.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm putting ketchup on my fries right now, and I'm hitting the baseball spliff. Yeah, I'll let you know, I'm putting ketchup on my fries, though. Ooh. I gotta tell you that much. I gotta let you know. I gotta say, order.
Yeah, yo. Speaking of French fries, that just triggered one of my favorite lines of all time. So I'm related to
Holmes.
Called Mega. I'm on a bench high eating chicken wings and French fries.
Shout out to Cormega.
Oh, remember on three?
Yeah, HNIC, yeah. No, shout out to Cormega. He's definitely get a future episode.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Cormega, shout out to Cormega, though, for real.
Because it's three Cormegas.
There's Cormega.
Hustle Cormega.
Cormega is definitely one of the people you can't fuck with. You can't, like, fuck with his catalog and say he's whack.
No.
You can't not disrespect his catalog.
He don't got a bad album either.
No, he don't. He don't. That's what I'm saying. He's one of the people his catalog speaks for itself. Like his whole he got numerous good albums.
Hell yeah!
And he's another one that still gets left out of some certain conversations.
Yo, speaking of which, I'm tired of people saying AZ's underrated all the time. Like he's the go to. He is.
He is.
I feel like some people saying it with no knowledge of why he's underrated.
And I remember I told people at some point in time, so I was like, yo.
AZ was bigger than Nas.
Nas is better. AZ is better than Nas at certain times.
Yeah.
Some of the songs they do together, sometimes AZ steals the show.
He does.
And AZ just likes a bitch.
More money, more murder. How You Living?
Essence. A lot of times when they get together, he steals the show.
What about How You Living?
How You Living? Oh, that's my shit. That's my shit.
I think AZ
I love that song. I love that.
Spoke with my pops.
I love that album.
Pieces of Man. I love that. I was playing that.
I love that album.
Playing that today, yo.
Like, it's just like AZ, like, he came up at a bad time with the second album because the second album was good.
Misfortunate, yo.
But it's like, yo, shout out to AZ too. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to start shouting out everybody because you never know who the fuck is listening and the word gets there. The word spreads. So shout out to AZ if you listen too because, yo. AZ got a good catalog too. They're not all great, but he has enough to put him in that conversation. He has enough good albums to put him in the conversation because he got it when he really wants it. Sometimes he just makes poor choices.
Word.
But yeah. So on that though, go check out anything in the Ghostface catalog that you haven't heard because they're all good in some shape or form, but some are way better than others.
Oh, check out The World According to Pretty Tone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
especially the audiobook, though.
Yeah, that's
it's way better to hear him tell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the audiobook. As a matter of fact, last time I checked, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, you can get the whole thing.
For real. And what else? What else do you have? What else?
Ghostface.
Check out the Wu Massacre. With him and Meth and Ray. The album.
I don't like that album.
And a lot of people don't, but I like it for what it was. It's mad short. But I like it for what it was. Check out on Wu Block. Try to think of everything he's associated with, though. Because Ghost Catalog,
I think
he's
the joints that came out that they was doing to promote Wu Block was better.
Well, what I had did before, which I probably should put up again, is I combined the two. I took the best songs of Wu Massacre and Wu Block put together. Cause there's so many skips on both of those.
Yo, didn't somebody take
Jack Black shit and they sold it and was selling it.
Yeah.
Was selling it.
Yo.
No, I went to look it up and I saw it somewhere and it was on the site. They were selling the copies of it, $15. Selling the copy of the CD.
Mm-hmm.
Like not only did they jack the shit, they left my name on it. It literally says Wu Block the Craven version. It literally says the Craven version on it and you selling it. Like you don't know. You probably don't know who the fuck I even am. Selling it.
You might have to put a lawsuit.
Yo, I couldn't believe that, but I was like, I can't do it because I don't own none of that music.
Yeah. Put you with a cross.
But I just put that together though.
Yeah.
You gonna just take it and I never sold it. I just put the links up for people.
Yo, imagine
I ain't trying to sell nobody else's music.
Imagine how I was. Yo, they put you with a crosshead though.
Yeah,
doing that.
Yo, it's crazy. Yeah, they left my name on there. I'm like, see the thing on there? It's just said 14. Yo, it's at $14.99.
Damn, they selling it for Best Buy prices.
They see it selling regular album price.
Damn, yo, I can't believe I was spending $15 on a CD now. Like, looking back at
it. Yeah, no, shit, I paid $20 for something.
Yeah.
At certain points.
Oh, FYE was killing me with the prices, yo.
When Best Buy came up, that's when that was the best deal.
Yeah.
Best Buy and Circuit City.
But FYE, you were spending like $25 for a CD. Like, you know how much I paid... For the Shining, yo?
Shit, I bought it on the first time.
No, no, from FYE. How much? About $23, yo.
On a CD?
Yeah.
I can't say it's not worth it because it is a great album. Mm-hmm. But when you look back on it, it is like that is expensive because of what they're selling for now.
What's the most you spend on CDs in a day?
Oh, in one day?
Visit. In one visit.
One visit.
I'll say $100.
Yeah, I'll say close. Give or take $100. Yeah, definitely $100.
Then you hoping these albums better be good.
Yeah, because you have no idea. You're taking a gamble.
Because remember, I bought Chemistry, Back the Fuck Up, Black Sunday, and what was the third album I bought?
I want to see if this is that Ghostface shit now. Yeah, I found that shit. We're gonna end out on that. Cause I want to end out on that because who knows if hopefully we do.
I said follow me on Instagram. Yeah, on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram too.
Yeah, everywhere you can find us. Yeah. Definitely check out the site is Barbershop Talk Podcast .blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, on that note, check out anything from Ghostface. Ghostface is one of my personal favorites, my favorite MC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ghostface's freestyle with Meth.
And what?
I Got You Open. Remember that?
Yeah, whose mixtape was that on? Because I first heard the mixtape. I know, matter of fact, it was on Dat Piff. On Dat Piff, they got a whole mixtape of all Wu-Tang freestyles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that one.
There's gems on there. Because Wu-Tang has some of the illest freestyle appearances. When you go back and hear him, it's like, oh, shit.
Man, back in the day, like, War on a Mixtape was rare.
Yeah. They was hardly... The first time I heard about a mixtape was a Clue tape, and that's when I heard Shimmy Shimmy Yo on it. And I was like, this is way before Dirty Down came out. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I made me wait to want the album, because I was like, yo, the only thing at that time was Brooklyn Zoo. And we didn't hear nothing else. But on the Clue tape, he had Shimmy Shimmy, and then he had something off the cow, I forgot. Like a remix that wasn't there. I think it was the remix of
what's in that bag, yo? That still smells loud. Yeah.
No, this bag is red dope and shit. She left her imprint.
I smell some lower. Lower.
Let's just drop some. She left her imprint. But yeah, and I know. But you know, this is that Ghostface verse from that the album we might not ever hear.
Joint.
Like I'm playing because it's hard, and I just hope that that one day we get to hear it. So on that note,
Marcus Crowley still doing his thing from prison.
Yeah,
you seen that?
Yeah, telling him himself. Cell phone. Telling him himself. Why are you gonna tell people you got a cell phone? So the CEO's gonna be looking for it. Why the fuck would you say, yeah, I'm chilling, I got a phone? Stupid. But hopefully, my hope is not gone completely. But you know, hopefully we get to hear this one day. But I'm not gonna leave you for that with this verse from that album, because it's hard, even though the sound quality is not great. But we catch you on the next episode.
That's the shit.
Yep. And I know we out. Fuck.
Shouts out to my dude Cutter, because I know he really gonna love this episode. You know what I'm saying? Ghost is like his dream dude to work with as far as his beats go.
Ghost is my favorite MC all time.
Hell yeah. Favorite MC?
All time? All time.
Alright, let's get into this next episode.
We out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.